It's the 8th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Council has been given £96,000 to install 30 electric vehicle chargers on public high streets. The money is from the Office for Zero Emission Vehicles, but there's been criticism. The claim the chargers are green and zero emissions is misleading, as the energy generated elsewhere and not with fully renewable fuels. Further criticism of the scheme has been the small return of chargers for the price, with each one costing £3,200. Installing enough chargers to cope with Bedfordshire's population would require many billions of pounds in new equipment and infrastructure upgrades. Youth unemployment in Bedfordshire has risen by just over 2,500 claims in the last year. The increase is very small relative to the events of the last year due to several easily accessible employer programmes to encourage new job creation. Check the show notes for details on how to apply. Bedford missed out on funding to reinvigorate the High Street. Although top economists predict a huge business boom in the first Brexit summer, many people online have expressed frustration at the mismanagement of the town centre. Roadworks, lane reductions, parking, and misguided schemes by so-called champions are the main reasons, and many residents and business owners say the town centre is dying. Bedford councillors want people to eat more fruit and vegetables after a report that obesity is a bigger killer than road deaths. It's widely believed this is the first time Bedford Council has asked residents to shed pounds without providing a sort code. That's it from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.